Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the University of Minnesota women's hockey team, Brad Frost. And coach, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, your team continues to dominate, especially in league play. What do you give credit to that?
Great players who know how to win and are willing to put the work in and play real consistently together.
Last weekend, you beat North Dakota 5-2 Friday night, 5-0 Saturday. The line of Cameron Easy, Brandt, and Menifee had a total of 14 points in the weekend series. Is there any way or any team that can contain that much talent?
Well, no team has really contained them yet. And they're pretty special players. Obviously, Cameron Easy and Brandt are two of the most special players in the whole country. Dan Cameron Easy was the National Rookie of the Year last year in all of Division I women's hockey, and Hannah Brandt was a top three finalist for the Patty Kazmaier Award.
Well, shots on goal were 31-28 on Friday. Very close, evenly played game. And then your team outshot North Dakota 51-7 on Saturday. What was the difference between those two nights of play?
That's a great question. I think it was just one of those nights for our team where we possessed the puck a whole lot and were able to generate a lot of offense and offensive chances. And on the flip side, I don't think North Dakota played one of their best games, certainly. And they just they were chasing the majority of the night instead of us chasing them. And North Dakota is definitely a much better team than what the shot chart indicated. But it was one of those nights where our team played exceptional. And I think North Dakota had an off night.
Amanda Levier only saw 7 shots on goal Saturday. What does that do to a goalie's mindset?
Yeah, well, it's not easy. First of all, it's when you go long periods of time without a shot, oftentimes the shots you do get are a little bit trickier and you're a little colder back there. And so for her, she just had to continue to stay active, play the puck, and communicate a whole lot so that she was ready when the shots came.
You also got big plays out of Kelly Panic, a freshman from Benilde St. Margaret's this past weekend. She notched 4 assists. How is the rest of your freshman class doing this season?
Yeah, they're doing well. They're continuing to grow into their roles. Kelly Panic and Kara Piazza have been on our third line. And Kara, I think, has 3 or 4 goals on the year. And Kelly's really starting to emerge as a real good player for us. And Sydney Baldwin on the blue line was one of the top defensemen in the whole high school country last year and is starting to get more and more comfortable as well. So we've been pleased with the progression of our freshmen. It's been a real hard start for us with in the first 4 weekends we played 4 top 10 opponents, and so it's been a bit of an adjustment for our freshmen, getting used to the pace and the physicality and speed of these different teams. But again, happy with the progression that they've made so far.
You are without one of your key players this season, Amanda Kessel. How hard of a decision was that for her to make to sit out this year?
Well, it was definitely tough, and I think it was very hard for her and continues to be very hard for her with the symptoms that she was having over the summer, as well as what she continues to have. And so I think the hardest part was just coming to the reality that she wasn't going to be able to play this year. But the decision itself was fairly easy in that the best thing for her and her recovery was to make sure that she's not playing hockey or going to school.
It has been tough following the story. I know, even as a hockey fan and not even thinking of me as the voice of the Beavers, but just as a hockey fan, it's been hard to see that. And obviously it kind of sets a precedence for other players who, you know, try to play through concussions. That's something I'm sure you are addressing to your team right now.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. And unfortunately for us, we've had two other players whose careers were ended by concussions when they were with us. And so ironically, we've had probably too much experience with it. And it really comes down to the health of the student athlete first and foremost. Has nothing to do with whether they should be playing hockey again or not.
Looking ahead to this weekend, have you watched film from this past weekend series between the Beavers and the Badgers, and what was your impression of Bemidji State?
Well, they continue to be that hardworking team that that Coach Sertich had instilled into his players, and the thing that I'm noticing this year is a little more offensive punch As you look at their record being 4-4 overall and having two real tight games with Wisconsin, who we've played, we know that Wisconsin's a great team, and Bemidji pushed them to the brink. And so not only are they continuing to play extremely well in the nets and defensively blocking shots and collapsing and doing those types of things, but they're also putting the puck in the net, which makes them a very, very tough opponent.
With a new head coach behind the helm at Bemidji State, Jim Scanlon, have you planned any differently in your attack against the Beavers?
Not necessarily. I mean, regardless of our opponent, we want to play Gopher hockey and do that for 60 minutes. And we'll make a few tweaks here and there depending on our opponent. But overall, it comes down to us and making sure that that we're prepared for what Bemidji State throws at us, but also focusing on ourselves and making sure that we play our game.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you this weekend in Minneapolis.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kelly.
That was Brad Frost, head coach of the University of Minnesota women's hockey team. When we come back, we visit with Bemidji State's Hannah Moore next on a Skeeter Stitch Weekend here on the Beaver Radio Network.